Top of the morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You've tuned into the podcast portion. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you've joined me before, welcome back. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, subscribing, and talking about the podcast. It'd be greatly appreciated so we can get our followers up. Let's see. Taco Tuesday, Tequila Tuesday, Talk About It Tuesday, Testy Tuesday, whatever you want to call it, it's Tuesday. And you can find a new episode every single Tuesday here, available on Anchor and many other platforms as well. So this past weekend was Father's Day, so I want to give a shout out to all the dads and all the fathers who are very active in their children's lives. Let's see, all we really did was just go to breakfast, but yeah, sometimes I do feel like Father's Day is underappreciated, and yeah, so I just wanted to give a shout out to the dads, because there are some really good dads out there who take care of their responsibilities, who are positive role models for their kids, and I feel like that's extremely important. I feel like it's extremely important to have both parents, a mom and a dad, because a mom can teach you one thing and a dad can teach you another. So I think it's important, even if it's not in the same household or whatever, as long as you have that figure, positive figure, I should say, in your life, I think that's the most important part. It's better to love your child together from a distance than have a toxic relationship around your child. So anywho, like I said, that's definitely out the way, but happy Father's Day, happy belated Father's Day to all the dads, all the real dads, all the fathers, the papas, all that, grandpas. So today's episode is about self-improvement. I, for one, am not perfect, but I am an advocate for self-improvement. So some things I thought about of ways you could self-improve would be taking ownership of situations, being proactive, not procrastinating on things that you don't know much about. Ways to take ownership in situations would include definitely taking the blame or the fall for whatever part you took in situations. So many people like to throw rocks and then hide their hands, or especially if things go left, you know, a lot of people don't want to see the bad or the red beyond under the radar, the red in things. So they just try to hide behind whatever they can hide or push the blame on somebody else. Well, oh, well, I did this because so-and-so said this, this, and this. No. Just talk about what you did. No need to throw anybody else under the bus. Just talk about what you did and what part that you played. I think that's extremely important of self-improvement and taking ownership for yourself in many situations. Being proactive, being prepared. I feel like we did talk about this last episode. Basically, getting things ready on time. I actually just had this conversation with somebody the other day. They asked me, like, how and why are you so punctual? Well, I work in an industry that requires me to be punctual. So from work, I take that into my daily life as well as socializing as well. I'm always on time. I'd rather be on time than late, because most of the time if we went out to eat, it's because I'm already hungry. I already planned it out. Like, okay, I know we're going to eat at 5 o'clock, so I'm going to be ready and out the door by 4:30 or whatever. I need a good parking spot. If my baby's coming, I got to get him ready too. So that means we need to get ready a little earlier. So being proactive in situations, especially if it's a planned situation, obviously that would be the easiest way to do that. So I feel like that's pretty self-understanding, but I feel like that's pretty much to the point as far as being proactive. The next thing I said was procrastinating about things you don't know much about. Man, so I feel like just trying to get the unknown information as quickly as possible is extremely important. There's so many things in the world that we live in today where people speak on things they don't know much about. And I do like to bring up topics where I may not know much about the topic, but I can give you some resources. Oh, I read this article in whatever, or on this website, this, this, and this. Facebook is not a reliable source. Don't say, oh, I read this on Facebook, blah, 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 blah. Somebody reposted it, blah, 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 blah. Nowadays, people just repost, repost, repost without even reading the article. Don't even know if it's factual information. And that just bothers me. It's annoying, especially when you have so much commentary and so much feeling about something that you don't even know anything about it, or you haven't even took the time to read the article or the page or the book or whatever it may be. So it's extremely important to get the unknown information as quickly as possible before you give commentary or before you make some sort of judgment. I don't even want to get into some of the things I've seen in the past, not even this week, just over the past, I want to say, year or two. And I'm not going to try to blame it on the president or anything. I'm just saying people have gotten bolder and bolder, and I don't really know what to blame it on, but people are really getting out of hand these days, very opinionated. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having an opinion. And again, I'm getting way off topic. I don't think there's anything wrong with having an opinion, but sometimes it's okay to keep it in your head, you know, keep it to yourself, or just speak about it amongst your closest friends, not strangers or people that could be offended by it or people that you don't know. I don't like to offend people. I try not to offend people. Just because I don't like grape jelly doesn't mean you have to like grape jelly or don't have to like grape jelly. It's up to you. We have different taste buds. It's not for you. It's that simple. It's not for you. So I feel like that's what makes America what it is. Everybody's different. Everybody has different opinions. Everybody has different values, different morals, different everything. And that's what makes America what it, I would say, what it used to be, because I don't really know what it's becoming, or what I've read what it used to be, because I don't really know what it used to be prior to this, because I wasn't around. I mean, prior to 92, all I know is be respectful of others and try not to offend anybody. Like, people, I don't know. And when you do offend somebody, don't be acting all, oh, I don't know why they're so offended, because you offended them. Oh, I don't know why they're getting all tired about this, this, and this, because you offended them. People are going to react to what you say and what you do these days. People are getting bolder and bolder. So be ready to feel someone's wrath when you say something offensive. That's all I'm going to say. And what could prevent that, which we can go back to the procrastinating with things you don't know much about, is getting information about it. If you want to, you know, gain knowledge on something, do that. And it's possible to do that in a non-offensive way. But so many people, you know, they just want their opinion. They feel like they're entitled to their opinion, which you are. But don't try to push your opinions on other people is the issue, I guess. Not I guess, that I know, that I've seen. Yeah. Anywho, moving forward. So today's episode is definitely dedicated to Sudan. Prayers for Sudan. It is a country in North Africa. If you are not familiar with what's going on over there currently, you definitely need to look at your local news outlet, read a newspaper, something, because it's all over the media. This has been going on since December of last year, I believe, about a good 5 months or so. And children are getting killed, women are being sexually violated, and it's getting ridiculous. Peaceful protesters are getting their human rights taken away, all because of Omar al-Bashir, whatever his last name is. And the reason why they're protesting is because of the rising cost of living. Basic goods such as bread and gas have become ridiculously unaffordable. So they were simply protesting, you know, to get back to a normal lifestyle, because obviously the economy has been mismanaged, money has devalued, and it's all because of this president. So they just want their basic human rights. And it's crazy that this ridiculous massacre is going on and how the world treats the people of color, because people were all, you know, going bizarre about that building over in Paris, the Notre Dame, and they were furious, you know. and nobody was hurt, nobody was killed. The building just burned. And I understand it's a historical architect and it's history. However, these people are losing their lives. So it's crazy the mentality that a lot of people in this world have, where it's, oh, this is more important than this because of the color of their skin. I feel like we should be beyond this. And we have our own problems here in America, but it's 10 times worse overseas. And I feel like America, we're so quick to jump in and help, say we're helping, and that's definitely in quotations, help other countries. But when it comes to these countries with the majority of people of color, we don't help them, or we're not trying to help them. So I think it's more about making people aware. I think that's extremely important, and being knowledgeable about what's going on around us. Because, yeah, it's happening over there. It's a ridiculous massacre. People are dying left and right. And if it doesn't stop there, it could possibly come here. And I feel like we should be helping them somehow, some way. I haven't really found any legit, reliable sources of helping them, because, you know, nowadays everybody's all about scamming and frauding and what have you. So nowadays you really have to do research to figure out which links are legit, because I'm not about to donate to a link and it's somebody's Cash App and we're just, you know, it's some get rich quick scheme or something like that. I'm not for it. And it's sad that people do that as well. So make sure you guys are learning and reading up about things that are happening around us, because it's sad, and it's a really sad world that we live in. And I don't like to get political on my podcast, but this is something that was just really heavy on my heart this morning. So we're just going to end it on that note. Make sure you guys at least send a prayer. If that's all you can do, at least send a prayer. Welp, that concludes today's episode. Thank you for tuning in with me. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, repost, talk about the podcast. It's greatly appreciated. Feedback is always welcome. You can text me, call me, beat me if you want to reach me, direct message me, whatever. I'm definitely looking for guests to help me host on my podcast. Feedback is welcome. Positive feedback is welcome, I should say. If you guys have any questions or any topics that you'd like for me to talk about, I'm more than open to discussing some of those as well. Follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Gorgeous Detail, MJ Friends Blog. It's all in the description. Talk to you guys next week.